to you. My hallelujah.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministry continues its theme for 2025, which is, Who is He? What is He to you? This is week 15. Week 15 in the names of Jesus. And this week, Jesus is servant, servant of God, man of sorrows. The key scripture this week comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 3. The Amplified version reads, He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, and acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised. And we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Amen. In the book Praying the Names of Jesus by Ann Spangler, she writes, Like most of us, Jesus' disciples were sometimes caught up with a sense of their own self-importance, at times even arguing with each other about which of them was greatest. Jesus startled them by reversing the natural order in which it is the weak who serve the strong. He assured them instead that he came not in order to control and dominate, but in order to serve. Though prophets, judges, and kings were called servants of God in the Bible, Jesus is the greatest of all God's servants, the man of sorrows who laid down his life in obedience to his Father. He is the servant who through his suffering has saved us. When you pray to Jesus as servant or as the man of sorrows, you are praying to the Lord who has loved you in the most passionate way possible, allowing himself to be nailed to a cross in order that you might have life and have it to the fullest. Let us pray. Most loving and caring and all-wise God, we thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your suffering, Lord. Thank you for being a servant for us, oh Lord. Thank you for paying the price for our sins. Thank you for being the man of our sorrows, meaning whatever hurt, whatever harm, whatever confusion, heartbreak that comes to us, you understand. You can comfort us, and we thank you. Thank you for this day, O Lord. Thank you for the early morning rising. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for being in our right minds, Lord God. Thank you for being able to move around this morning. Thank you for bringing us to August of 2025, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you for being able to hear this morning, Lord God. Thank you for everyone who called in this morning, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be able to lift our prayers onto you, Lord God. We have a number of prayers this morning, so we're gonna get right to it this morning, Lord God. So this morning from our prayer list, we're lifting up Candace this morning. Our sister Pat asked us to pray for Candace. We're praying that she stays on track with getting and keeping her health and finances in order, Lord God. We know how crucial they both are and how easy it is to slip into old habits, Lord God. I'm going to jump in on this prayer this morning too, Lord God. So we pray that Candace remains focused and consistent on doing the small things, Lord God, the small things and making lasting changes in her health, Lord God, that will keep her healthy, Lord God. We pray for her health, Lord God. We pray that she remains focused, Lord God. We pray that she continues to stay on the right track, Lord God, for her health, Lord God, and for her finances, Lord God. We know she's doing amazing things, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we pray that she continues to stay focused and stay on track with her finances, Lord God, her spending, her shopping, whatever. We pray that they stay in control, that she prioritizes her needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for her mom. We know Pat has the tools. She knows what to do, Lord God, and she's there to guide her. So we thank you for them both, Lord God, and we pray that she keeps things in order, Lord God. So we lift up Candace to you this morning, Lord God. We also lifting up God's sister Tisa and her family this morning. We're praying traveling mercies as her and her family travels. We pray that they go and they come back safely, Lord God. We pray that they go without too much traffic or delays, however they're traveling. We pray that they get where they're going safely, Lord God. We pray protection around them, Lord God. We pray against any hurt, harm, or danger for them, Lord God. We pray that they have a wonderful time wherever they're going, Lord God. We pray all is well there. We pray that all will be well at home while they're gone, Lord God. We pray they have a wonderful time. We pray that they create memories, Lord God. We pray that we pray for them. We pray for all of those families that are traveling now. It's towards the end of the summer, Lord God, whether they're trying to get it in before school up here begins. We know school has already started in other areas in America, Lord God. So we pray for those that are traveling now, Lord God. We pray that they are safe. We pray against car accidents and plane delays and all of those things that are happening now, Lord God. We pray that homes remain safe, your properties remain safe, Lord God. We pray traveling mercies for all of those traveling, Lord God, especially God's sister Tisa and her family this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We, Rev D asked us also to pray for those that were affected by the earthquake that happened over in Turkey. I understand there was a 6.1 earthquake over there, the shockwaves affecting for about 100, 120 miles. It could be felt, Lord God. I think I read so far one person was confirmed dead, but the damage is massive over there. Buildings have fallen, and, you know, when an earthquake happens of such magnitude, there's a lot of damage in businesses and homes destroyed, Lord God. So we pray for all of those that are or affected over in Turkey, Lord God. We pray that resources come to help rebuild and the families that need to rebuild and properties that have been lost. We pray for the people over in Turkey, Lord God, and we pray for disasters, natural disasters everywhere, Lord God, severe storms that are happening over here. I read in Milwaukee, Wisconsin yesterday, the floods, the severe storms called floods there, and homes were destroyed and cars floating down the streets and homes flooded out in Wisconsin, Lord God. So we pray for all of those that are suffering and homes destroyed and property damaged, Lord God. But we pray that we pray for lives that were saved, Lord God. So, you know, we pray for things that can be replaced, Lord God. Or we pray for damaged homes and property, Lord God, and resources, Lord God. And we pray that people will not be discouraged, Lord God, as these things that are out of our control, Lord God. We just pray to God to send help, Lord God. We pray to God to send help. Some things are out of our control, and we can only pray that God is in control. God is in control of it all, Lord God, and he hears and he sees. He is the man of sorrows, Lord God, and he can feel and he hurts for us, Lord God, and he knows, Lord God, so we need to pray to him. He is the man of sorrows, Lord God, so we lift up those people in those areas affected by these natural disasters, Lord God. So we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Our sister Laura asked us to pray this morning for Deaconess Tiffany Winson, who has been hospitalized. We pray for healing of her body, Lord God. We pray she receives the care she needs, Lord God. We pray for healing and restoration, Lord God. We pray for the doctors and nurses who will care for her, Lord God. We pray for her. For her support system, we pray for those that are around her, Lord God. We pray that she is encouraged mentally as well as physically, Lord God. So we lift up Deaconess Tiffany Winson this morning, Lord God, and we pray she has 100% restoration of her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for her, Lord God. We're also praying for the successful closing of the sale of Tony's home, which is happening today, Monday, Lord God. So we thank you for a successful closing of the home. We know that's an exciting time. We pray that all goes well, Lord God. We pray that everything runs smoothly. I know this probably is a long process for Tony, and she has reached the finish line, Lord God. So we pray that everything goes well with the closing and she's able to move on to the next chapter. We pray, we send blessings to her. We wish her well, and we pray that as she moves on to the next chapter and her next home, we pray blessings to her, Lord God, and we also pray that the new neighbors that's moving in are pleasant neighbors and all goes well, Lord God. So we lift up Tony and we pray that things go well in for her today in the sale of our home, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Our sister Laura is also requesting prayers for the community of believers, Lord God. And this is important that we pray amongst for ourselves, Lord God, that as believers of Jesus Christ, that we don't go weary of well-doing, Lord God. And people say it all the time, that we don't go weary of well-doing, and it's so true, Lord God, because it's not easy, Lord God, with all of life's challenges, Lord God, that we don't get discouraged. So we pray that we stay encouraged, Lord God. We know where our strength comes from, Lord God. So it's important. It's important to pray our strength for ourselves, Lord God, that we encourage ourselves, Lord God, that we lift ourselves up, Lord God, that we know where our strength comes from, and we know it comes from the Lord, Lord God. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we loved you because you first loved us, Lord God. So we pray for believers, Lord God, and we pray that they do not go weary of well doing, that we do not go weary of praying for each other, that we do not go weary of lifting people up, doing good deeds, Lord God, encouraging, praying, preaching, you know, doing good for other people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, preaching, getting your word out, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you. We do not get weary of sharing the goodness of God, Lord God. So in reading your scriptures and sharing the word of God, Lord God, singing praises unto you, spreading your word. So we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, amen. I would like to send a prayer for my father, Reginald Grimes, who's mentally dealing with just getting older. I think he just realized that he's 87 now, and I thank God for him and his life. But I think he's just realizing that he's getting older and he's not able to do the things that he used to do for himself. And I think he's just mentally dealing with those things now, and it's kind of taking a toll on him. So I pray that he kind of accepts that and accepts things for what they are now and his situation now. And I pray that he finds friends, and I pray that he settles himself and he relaxes and his mind relaxes, and he just finds peace, comfort and peace, and just enjoy this time right now. Like, just let his mind relax and just enjoy where he is right now, and let the people around him take care of him. Let me take care of him. Let his family love on him. I just pray peace for him during this time in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just ask these prayers and all of the prayers that you have silently said during this time, I ask them in Jesus' name. I say amen, amen, amen. And I say thank you for joining us today on this prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all upcoming events. The website has been updated. There's some new things on there. Please check it out. And we thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so we can greet one another.